The race for Alaska's largest legislative district has crossed the Pacific. One candidate for Senate District C is campaigning electronically from Japan, where she's teaching for the season. That's far beyond the district's already enormous boundaries, which run from southern southeast to the Yukon River and most of the way to the Bering Sea. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Candidates for Alaska's District C Senate seat spend a lot of time on the road and on board ferries and in the air. That's because the district includes close to 130 communities in largely rural areas. It stretches from Metlakatla to Skagway, Cordova to Arctic Village, and Tok to Russian Mission. Democratic incumbent Albert Kukesh is trying to visit as many towns as he can during his re-election campaign. Speaking from his home in Angoon, a village about 50 miles south of Juneau, he says it's a hard run.
I think that if you want to run for the state senate or state legislature, even the state house, you really have to put your time in. I mean, every race that I've ever run, I've put my time in. Right now, it's blowing and storming outside, and it's probably 15 degrees below in Fort Yukon and Tok. Personally, don't really want to go there, but I really feel an obligation that if people don't see me at least making the effort to come, that they're going to think I don't take them seriously, so I'm going to go.
Kukesh's challenger has hit some of the towns, too. Hoonah independent Rory Schneeberger says she's rented a car to visit the district's interior road system towns, and she's ferried or flown to several southeast communities. But that was a while ago. She's spending the fall, the heart of the campaign season, volunteer teaching in Japan. Speaking from a school for missionaries and diplomats, she says she's still actively running.
I got my signatures early and certified. I got my postcards out. I'm still running ads. I get the people on the website are answering the questionnaire and giving me and emailing me every day about their concerns for state issues. And I knew I could do this long distance. You know, our world is getting smaller. It's not getting larger. And technology, especially the Internet, has really kept me in focus.
Schneeberger is a retired educator and legislative staffer who used to live in Sitka. She's also served on the state's faith-based and community initiative task force. She says she's running without party affiliation so she can be independent of political infighting. She also says she wants to lessen government's role in everyday life.
Instead of micromanaging, as I'm seeing, government intrusion, letting people make more of their own decisions. Making people make those decisions on how they want to spend their income, how they want to raise their children, how they want to work on health issues and health insurance.
That's not too different than the incumbent. Kukesh is a longtime critic of government regulations who prides himself on introducing few bills. He says his job is to block bad legislation and find funding for community projects and needs. That includes the Power Cost Equalization Program, which lowers rural home electricity costs. He says he'll push to extend the program if reelected.
My goal is to do something on a PCE program where we can sustain it to the point of having affordable energy in rural Alaska, which will lead to businesses, which will lead to less cost for schools, which will lead to less cost for clinics, and hopefully will stem the migration, the out-migration from our villages.
Kukesh is finishing up his third Senate term. He also spent 8 years representing the southeast part of the district in the state house. Schneeberger says she's taking no contributions for her campaign. State finance reports show she's committed $7,500 to the race. Kukesh has raised about $20,000, far less than his last campaign. That's when he faced Antioch Republican Carl Morgan, a well-known incumbent representative in the northern part of the district. This is Ed Schoenfeld, reporting from Juneau.